Yes, sir. What's going on? What's up, fellas? You already know what time it is. It's Mo Sports TV Super Bowl Edition. The last football podcast of the NFL season. It's been a long ride. It's been a fun ride. But you already know it's always been a good ride. I'm with the gang. Matchy.
Yes, sir.
Big Ed, yeah. Uncle Mike,
what's up?
And your boy CMO Sports. We got a lot to preview with this one. It's going to be a really good game. It's going to be a really good game. And we got a lot to talk about. And we got a lot NBA trade deadline talk as well.
I don't give a fuck about the NBA right now.
Well, we're going to talk about it.
That's true.
After about 30 minutes of the Niners and the Chiefs.
Yeah. All right. Where do we want to kick things off?
Go ahead.
Because there's a lot of media coverage, obviously, this entire week.
That.
Yeah, I mean, that's something. You want to start off there? Patrick Mahomes Sr. with his third DUI? I mean, that's just crazy.
Bro. He's human, bro. Happens.
What?
Three DUIs? We can't. We're out here risking lives. This is crazy.
That's bizarre, but worst things in the world.
Get
that's
man crazy. Some help. Oh, I mean, during Super Bowl week is kind of nuts. That's yeah. That's what was craziest to me.
Where did it happen at?
Texas.
He has a lot to deal with his family and being a superstar player. That shit's terrible.
You got to deal with your wife. You got to deal with your brother. You have to deal with the Swifties and then your dad now. Like the one guy we thought was solid.
He won't sit with the Swifties. He refused to sit with them.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why they forced him into drinking.
He's got I'm going to tell you what. After that happening on Super Bowl week, I can almost guarantee you the Chiefs will win this game on Sunday. I promise you that he was the sacrificial lamb. Yep, he sure was.
What up, Leonard?
Somebody had to do something.
Compelling story.
Somebody had to do something. I mean, I have the Chiefs as well in this game. I think the writing is just on the wall, and I don't even blame the Niners. I think that this Niners team is incredibly talented, literally top to bottom. There's Pro Bowlers everywhere. I just think the script is scripting. Like, I think it's just too overwhelming. Everything telling me, the fact that the Chiefs are plus money as well, everything is pointing to Kansas City winning this game.
All right, Uncle Mike, what's the keys to the game? Because I know you want to talk.
No.
We're going to talk Niners, and we're going to talk Chiefs, and then we're going to come to a conclusion.
No, y'all go first.
Hold up.
Y'all go first.
Everything's trending Chiefs. So y'all go.
Matt literally just said what he had to say. Now it's time for the
Niners.
What
do you have to say?
No, I'm going to say something after a Niners guy says something. We're not going to go overly one way and then overly the next way. We're going to go bounce back and forth, and that's what debate is, and bouncing back and forth.
This isn't even Niners hate. Like, I just think the Chiefs are just, like, right now just literally have everything rolling for them in their favor. Aside from Joe Thuney, I think it is, right? That's not going to be playing their offensive lineman. Other than that, top to bottom, like, this Chiefs team is just rolling. This is the best defense the franchise has probably ever seen. Okay. And the fact that they're actually peaking at the right time, you know, on top of the Swifty stuff, on top of all of this going on.
Does it concern you? They only put up 3 points in the second half of the last game.
It's just Patrick Mahomes at the end of the day. Like, betting against Patrick Mahomes is just too pivotal.
That's not a good answer right there.
Bro. So it is a good answer.
Then putting up 3 points in the second half is terrible. What are you talking about?
But the thing is, like,
that's a big deal. You think they could do that against us?
I mean, but then again, the Niners defense has been suffering. You know, they're not necessarily their game right now either.
I think after 2 weeks, I think they're going to get that shape halfway together. I think they're going to be okay.
So
I think the defense is going to be okay.
One really big thing that I judge in Super Bowl's previews is momentum, right? Mm-hmm. Niners, they've came back in the fourth quarter twice in a row. Mm-hmm. But played very suspect in both of those games. I'm sorry. It's just the truth. You're playing down to your opponents. That's suspect to me. You're playing a young Packers team and playing down to them, sus. You're playing a Lions team that's never been there before and had to scrape and do whatever it took just to get out of that.
With the quarterback who's never been there.
Huh?
We did that with the quarterback who's never been there. We play, okay.
I mean, sure, I guess the most important position. He has been there, though, so he got hurt three plays. Oh, well, he was there, was he? Stop. Or was he not?
Jared Goff went to a Super Bowl.
Sure.
Played in a Super Bowl.
The Lions in itself, as a whole, no, they haven't. On the flip side, the Chiefs are on the up and up.
They have been playing the best ball I've seen them play all season. They got their shit out of the way in the regular season. Patrick Mahomes is dotting them up. Yes, you said he only scored 3 points in the second half, but that really doesn't mean
that was a winnable game for the Ravens. As bad as they played, that was still a very winnable game for the Ravens.
The thing is, the Chiefs apply pressure whenever they need to apply pressure. Like when it comes down to it and Patrick Mahomes' hand gets forced, I think that he's going to be able to put up those buckets necessary in order to win him the game.
The Packers' defense is not really that good to me. The Lions' defense is not that good to me. This Chiefs' defense is good.
Okay.
They're a damn good defense led by Mr. Jones.
Hello, but they are very, very – they give up the run, bro. And that's that. I think that's the key for anything.
Run and y'all haven't?
Right, yeah. I've been
giving up the run crazy.
I said our defense was going
crazy on y'all. Aaron Jones was going crazy on y'all.
If that's the case, who has the better running back? We do. So who's going to go off more?
All right. Y'all have Pacheco, a better running back, but Pacheco is a really good running back.
Pacheco's absolutely a wild card. He's a fucking
good
game.
He's a good running back.
He's definitely – I have him in the notes. Bro, I put he could be the potential wild card.
Literally, have to strap two people.
And strapping Travis Kelce is a lot easier said than actually done. Yeah,
that's true.
I don't know.
But here's my thing. If we can protect, run the ball, we have to be run heavy. We have to be – and if that means mixing other guys in there with CMC, we have to be run heavy and take our shots. And I like our lineup with our wideouts against their defense. They got two good corners, but they can't cover everybody. They can't cover everybody, and I like what we can the problems we present.
And look, me picking the Chiefs is not a knock against the Niners.
No, in no way, shape, or form. You pick what you feel.
No way, shape, or form. I think the Niners are an amazing team, and I also think they're a better overall team than the Chiefs. I really do.
And I think that will show itself this week.
The number one factor
is Mahomes.
As to why I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. Mm-hmm. Don't get it ever fucked up. Is the difference of Patrick Mahomes and Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Period.
I'm not
He's on a whole nother level than Brock Purdy, and y'all can't deny that.
No one is denying that.
And that's the most important position in the Super Bowl.
Let me ask you a question.
Of the NFL.
Have good quarterbacks been – Brady lost three times in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Kurt Warner lost to Brady in his first year. So don't think it can't happen,
it can't,
bro.
You're right. It can't happen. Absolutely.
And
can.
We have the horses to make it happen.
I just want our defense
tightens up and plays like it's capable of. We can get a couple stops. We can get a couple stops. Okay.
And now, y'all will get stopped too, though, I feel like.
The key to the game is we cannot fall behind early. We have to score. We have to establish the run and score.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
And that was a big thing for y'all the past two games, is that y'all fell behind early.
Mm-hmm.
And look, let's not get it fucked up. That Lions game, a lot of luck came y'all way.
Sometimes you need luck, bro.
And you're absolutely correct.
Everybody has luck.
But there was a lot of luck.
Balls bouncing off a face mask.
All types of goofy shit going on, bro.
That's the player's fault, though. He didn't catch the ball.
I'll take it.
That's bad coaching.
The coaches didn't kick the field goal.
That's bad
coaching.
The guy missed
the interception. So, hey, man.
Gibbs fumbles the ball.
My thing is, you know, I don't think the Chiefs win this game, but I don't think they've won anything on the field. And I don't think they're winning the game on the field. I think it really does all come down to everything that we're seeing behind the scenes. And it's unfortunate because the NFL just seemingly, as the year has gone on, has been more and more enticed by the ratings, by the money coming in, by the revenue, than they are about the actual football game. Like, it's seeming more and more like entertainment than it is an actual sporting contest.
It's been that way, man.
Well, the NFL is legally an entertainment company, just like the WWE.
That's like, I
don't know if you guys know that.
That's why the rules, legally, they can. That's exactly why the rules are slanted in the offensive favor. They don't care about the player safety. They don't give a shit about the player safety. They want asses in the seats. That's what that's all about. They don't care about people getting CTE.
Yeah.
And they don't. It's all about money for them. That's why all the rules are slanted toward the offense. You can't touch a guy. You cannot touch a guy. And it's all geared to keep – who wants to come to a game and see two backup quarterbacks playing?
No.
So it's all about – boom, 15-yard penalty. Anything. Let's throw the ball up and
they
get
want
a
points.
Up.
You know, it's, points put people in seats.
That's what it's all about.
They love touchdowns. They love field goals. They love the ball driving.
It's not even football. It's not even anytime your quarterback drops back to pass, you're on defense, you got your fingers crossed because you're looking for a flag. That's not football.
I think a huge factor as well in this game is going to be the turnover factor. Mm. Brock Purdy has to protect the ball. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they have to run the ball a lot.
Run the ball.
More, a lot more a lot than they more. Were. And Patrick Mahomes, he can't turn the ball over either. You can't afford – the Niners are too good of a team for Pat Mahomes to throw any interceptions in this game. He has to bring his A-plus game, and I think he will, honestly.
Does Kadarius Toney make an appearance in the Super Bowl?
No.
Who cares?
No?
No.
They're asking him questions as if he's playing.
They're
the
doing
game.
That for hot. They're yeah, doing that for hot for, takes. They want him to say some crazy shit to bury himself on the way out the door. That's all that.
He already said he's fucking wild shit. He's already off the
team. Yeah, so that's all they're doing. They know that. They know that. Just like when you watch TV, like we all have our views on Brock Purdy. We all have our opinions on Brock, this and that. But if you look at certain announcers on TV, every day they dedicate a segment to let's trash Brock Purdy. And that's nonsense.
Yeah, that shit's weird.
Well, you heard Pat McAfee. He said, you know, Brock Purdy would have to walk on water to make his haters, you know, finally.
They'll say he can't swim. That's what he said.
Yeah, it's too much. It's like, give the kid a break. Crazy, well, there used to be a point you like underdog stories. I'm not saying you got to cheer for them to win, but you don't got to tear them down every chance you get. And this is coming from guys who played in the NFL, know how hard it is in the NFL to make it to that level. And the kid has done nothing but get in there and win. No one's saying he's as talented or physically as gifted as some of the big boys. But what he's doing within his system, he's putting up good numbers. He's doing okay. The kid is like 22-5.
Here's the thing, though. I still think they do like the underdog story because I'm going to tell you why. The Chiefs have been the underdog every single game they played in the playoffs this year.
They're trying to create that underdog story for the Chiefs.
No, they lost all those bullshit ass games that they shouldn't have lost. Quite frankly, that Eagles game they shouldn't have lost. MVS dropped the fucking ball.
There's a bunch of bad calls.
A couple of games where even the first game of the fucking season, Lions, where Tony fucking drops the ball and they get a pick six. The Chiefs have been an underdog story.
No, what it is the whole year.
They've been trying to push it along with Taylor Swift, along with everything else. And now, again, they're underdogs plus 2.5.
I'm a Niners guy, and I don't understand that. And I'm a Niners guy.
I'm telling you, they're trying to push an underdog mentality for the Chiefs so it doesn't look as crazy when they win. That's all I'm trying to say. Mm. And what I'm also going to say is a huge factor is going to be the officiating. And you know damn fucking well the Niners are not going to get the calls the Chiefs are going to get in this Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's be real.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just keep your eye on the defensive lineman getting held by the Niners.
There's going to be a lot of roughing the passers, pass interferences, and holding bullshit calls. That's going to be against y'all.
The offensive tackles on the Chiefs led the league in holding calls. They led the league in holding calls, the offensive tackles on the Chiefs. Let's see what happens.
All right. So do we have Super Bowl MVP predictions? Anybody on your radar who you think that
Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey. Just run them. Run them.
But, you know, that's like a quarterback award. So too,
it is a quarterback award.
No, but if you got a guy come out and give you 100 plus,
that shit won't matter.
McCaffrey would have to get 100 plus two touchdowns for him to be in the run.
He'll get like 150 all-purpose yards.
That's when the Niners thrive. So it's like, why not do it? You know, why not go with that style
of
game? Because
if you have a chance to beat them, you run the ball, you limit his touches. You limit Mahomes' touches. Run the ball. I don't care if you got to do freaking 12-play drives, getting 4 or 5 yards at a time running the ball.
But do you anticipate Andy Reid kind of thinking that same strategy? Like that defense preparing for Christian McCaffrey to have a big workload?
But that's when they bring that extra man down, that's when they put themselves at a disadvantage because we have more people than they can cover. Mm.
Yeah.
What do you think anytime touchdown bets?
Debo, CMC is guaranteed. But you're not going to get no worth out of that.
There's no value in that. We already know CMC is going to get a touchdown. I don't even want to talk about CMC with anytime touchdown.
Juwan Jennings.
Okay, that's good value. That's good value. Let's look up the odds on that because actually that is some good value right there. I like a Juwan Jennings.
The thing about the Super Bowl, there's so many specials and so much that they put out that it always looks good. Right, you look at it and you're like, man, this thing. Oh, we got a Jerick McKinnon touchdown that somebody's
mentioning.
That's
plus 500. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
no, but that's not big news because he's always scoring. They bring him in.
Chris Jones and Nick Bosa to both record a sack plus 350.
Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot.
CMC to score two rushing touchdowns is plus 410. You think they're trying to bait that one a little bit there?
Wait, yes, a little bit,
but
because I think he's just going to get one possibly.
Travis Kelce and George Kittle to combine for 200 receiving yards.
No,
plus 750.
No, thank you.
I think most of our receiving yards is going to come from
Juwan Jennings is plus 700. By the way, I do like that a lot. That might be something I sprinkle. I also like Rashee Rice anytime touchdown.
I like Debo to have a decent game.
Debo to score one rushing and one receiving touchdown plus 3000. Some of these specials are getting crazy.
I think Debo's going to have a decent game.
That's not a bad one at all.
Rashee Rice is only plus 140. So that should tell you enough right there. He's getting a touchdown.
I think Pacheco's the ultimate wild card in this game. I think he's somebody that they really have to have eyes on because he's just that versatile, and his run style is exactly what's been killing the Niners the past few weeks. So
the Niners were getting beat. It wasn't so much up the gut. It was
around the sides.
Yeah, the fucking defensive ends got to stand up.
Well, Chase Young
stinks.
He's terrible. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
He's getting benched.
I don't even see him playing.
The effort's not
25% of the defensive snaps.
The effort's not there, bro.
Yeah,
the effort's not there, man. And if this one game we need him to just go animal, this is it.
Yeah,
play aggressive football and don't crash down.
He takes too many plays. Yeah, he's lazy. He's lazy as fuck, and that's his problem.
It was incredible when Montez Sweat went for more than him at the deadline, and we were like, wow, you know, Chase Young only for a third? That might have been a steal, but now we see.
Y'all
that
got
was
fleeced.
That was filmed. That was strictly filmed. That, like,
yeah, we didn't get, if he
y'all got
just
fleeced,
played,
bro.
Man.
Nah, y'all got fleeced, bro.
He's a first-round pick. He's a young first-round
cool.
over.
Cool, and what has he done since? Nothing. And he takes plays off in Washington, and now he's dog shit, and he's been one of the reasons that y'all have been getting ran all over in the playoffs.
It was a flyer on an older. I mean, he's
it was
coming
a good
off
risk,
injury,
but y'all got fleeced.
Ultimately, he's incredibly disappointed as a prospect since being a number one.
He was supposed to be the next best thing since fucking Bosa. since Bosa. Yeah, I guess since Clowney. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As far as prospects go, and he's just been a disappointment.
Oh yeah, you know what I wanted? Can we go back and look at that AFC game? Because we never even talked about that. We didn't get a chance to talk about
what the Ravens.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean,
yeah.
Let's talk about Lamar Jackson folding because that's actually what the fuck actually happened.
All right.
He was throwing stinkers.
It was raining.
I'll give him that. But he was throwing stinkers.
I think the offensive coordinator took him out of his game.
Yeah. He's straight away from the run.
He's straight away from the run. Zero sense. He's not a 39 straight drop back guy.
But I will say this.
He didn't make the throws because he's not accustomed to doing that 39 times. He ain't no straight drop.
Played
that
him
guy.
Like he was Justin Herbert. It was ridiculous.
But Lamar had to make the decision to run at the time, and he didn't. That was on him. That was on him. He was supposed to.
How many design runs does Lamar Jackson really?
I'm not even talking about a design run.
No, I'm not talking so much about you. You made a good point, Ed. Yeah. He makes the choice when he drops back to fucking run the ball at the end of the day. Yeah. He doesn't have design runs all crazy like that all the time. He's usually
they didn't go to that RPO. That's where he kills you at. That run pass option.
Yes,
they
only Lamar folded.
They only ran the ball six times to the running backs.
And the RPO shit was under Greg Roman, though.
But they still run it up there.
Not as much as they
did.
I'm talking about all year. They didn't run the RPO like that.
They turned around and handed off to Gus Edwards. His first time, he got like 12 yards.
Steve Spagnuolo. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm going to say it again. Steven Spagnuolo.
Be cooking.
Cooked his ass up with a defensive game plan, contained him. He was not in a position to run the ball when he dropped the ball back. Like you said, he didn't run the RPO all season, and they were the best team in the fucking AFC, and he was killing it running the ball. So Lamar folded, and when he threw the ball, it was stinkers every time. He did not throw a good pass the whole fucking game, except for the first touchdown to Zay Flowers. That's it.
Zay Flowers also ended up killing them at the same time.
And they still had a chance to win.
That's what I'm
saying. They folded, bro.
That was a momentum killer.
Zay Flowers folded too, bro. I'll give him that too. That fumble fucked the whole game up.
That was huge.
Fucked the whole game up. You're absolutely correct on that. But, hey, Lamar had plenty of chances to win that game. And he didn't.
I still think they need a number one receiver, personally.
I mean,
bro, how many times are we going to say Lamar doesn't have weapons? Lamar doesn't have weapons.
I didn't say he didn't have weapons.
Oh, his offensive coordinator. I'm tired of giving this nigga excuses.
Nobody's giving him excuses. I'm not. All I said was they need a number one fucking receiver. That's all I said.
And you know what? I'm over it.
Zay Flowers is not a number one fucking receiver.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
They were doing good the whole game. They were doing good the all year with him. So don't wait till the end of the season.
And Mark Andrews came back. That's a number one receiver, too.
That's his number one. Yeah.
Fold it.
You had Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis go up to Odell Beckham. He said, "You want another ring? Go get it." And then he posted 3 catches, 22 yards. It's just like, bro, there was no impact plays made by the Baltimore receivers. So it's I don't know how they advance beyond this, because honestly, this was your best shot at winning a Super Bowl in the past. I mean, in Lamar's era, you know, with the Ravens. So
yeah, with that team.
So we got to give on the Super Bowl, though, on another note, we got to give our final score predictions.
Let me close.
I don't it's coming down to the last drive. I'm going to tell you.
I'm going 49ers.
You're
going
to go Niners.
Of course. I don't care about none of that shit.
I'll give you an exact score. I'll give you 28-27.
Chiefs. We got 27-24 Niners in the chat.
I don't have no fucking.
They're going to be down 6 with about 3 minutes to go. Pat Mahomes is going to throw the ball up to Travis Swift.
Throw that
Travis Swift for the game-winning touchdown, and the confetti is just going to go all over the field.
Did you guys see David Carr, what he said on ESPN today? He said, "Oh, it's a good thing Taylor Swift wasn't at the Niners media, because she might have thought she chose the wrong tight end. George Kittle was looking that good."
Wow.
Who the fuck is David? Why do we care?
He's the same guy that said that the Eagles needed to bench Jalen Hurts. So I don't know. I think ESPN needs to reconsider.
Yeah,
this
Jalen Hurts stinks. So. That's not really.
Javarius Ward, 1+ interception.
Facts.
Mm.
I see him getting a pick.
Is there a prop on that? Can we get some odds potentially?
That's pretty good.
That's a good.
Because I think if we put some heat on Kelsey with our coverage, Ward's going to may have an opportunity.
Our line needs to get pressure, though, this week.
That's a huge factor.
And you know what? We have to blitz once in a while, or spy Mahomes once in a while.
I think that should be fragile.
Bosa has to get home to Mahomes at least 2 times.
Yeah.
Mahomes has to get sacked at least 4 times for y'all to win this game. And that's going to be a very hard thing for y'all to do.
I think so. Because
the last time Mahomes lost the Super Bowl, it was because he was running around like a fucking chicken with his head cut off.
He didn't have a line.
All right. So, like, that's when Mahomes loses big games, is when he's pressured. Consistently, that's when Brady lost games when he was pressured, right? So that's the big key for those big name quarterbacks. They have to get pressured. They can't be comfortable. Even though Mahomes is comfortable throwing on the run, obviously he's probably the best quarterback to ever do it throwing on the run. You got to get home to him.
You know what name we haven't brought up? Ayuk and Samuel.
We mentioned Debo a little bit.
I like Ayuk anytime touchdown too. I like it.
My score prediction, and this is sitting at +16,000 on FanDuel, because I know there's interest people have on just sprinkling little bits on correct scores that they think the game could fall around. I have Chiefs 27, Niners 21. That's going to be my final prediction. I have Patrick Mahomes winning the MVP, 3 touchdown passes.
Now we're scoring more than 21, bro.
I hope we get a slugfest. That would be awesome. But I don't know, man. The defense of the Chiefs has just been so stout.
Also, Schefter tweeted, I think it was a prank, but anything's possible in the Super Bowl.
That CBS.
CBS said something about a double overtime game happening this Sunday.
I wouldn't want that either.
Yeah, double overtime is crazy. As a Niners fan, I would not.
That should be lit. Honestly, that should be lit.
I would have a stroke. I don't see that shit. Beat me or win or lose. I don't even fuck that overtime.
What is the correlation between Brock Purdy being number 13 and Taylor Swift and all of her, you know, the 13 stuff going on with her fan base? Listen.
The weirdo who took the time to put all that shit together needs to go talk to somebody. The fuck cares? It's football. Let's go play.
But it's football, but it's not at the same time, because like we're saying, it's such an the entertainment factor is so
now weird. you're letting that media creep in and make it seem like there's a, you know, you're fueling the it's rigged fire, bro. Let it go, bro. Let's play. Let them play.
So in other news,
fuck the Chiefs.
Staying on the Super Bowl, Usher is going to be the halftime show.
Let's talk about the first.
He's going to play Oh My God.
I think it's Oh My God.
He's going to play Oh My God.
Oh. That's a bang.
Like if it, you know, Usher said just has to start off. Oh my God, that shit go crazy. That woo. So 12 years ago, I went to Summer Jam. And he headlined Summer Jam, and at the time, Summer Jam was probably the biggest concert in America, period. Well, for hip hop, at least, bare minimum. And that's what he started off with. Mm-hmm. So, Oh My God. So, and that's +300, I want to say. +300.
The thing that you posted. I mean, mm-hmm. That makes the most sense out of all of his songs that are
because
the most
you know,
popular.
Yeah, is going to be the closer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Oh, we wear white jerseys too, by the way.
Are you and the Chiefs are going to be in their classic reds?
How about
that means?
How about Gatorade color?
Red
is red too basic.
I think it's
though?
Too. I think that's too obvious. Though.
Exactly.
What about orange?
It's too obvious. Orange. I think I like orange. Yeah.
Orange is the secondary color for the Chiefs. I feel like that has a little
and
more.
Gold is kind of orange. Red is kind of orange. Right.
I mean, I'll just relate everything to the Chiefs, bro. Holy
bro, I really
shit.
Think well, this I'm game talking is all Chiefs. It's unfortunate, well, but
yo, the entertainment factor.
That's a mental,
yes.
That's a mental illness.
Oh, white Gatorade, like the Glacier Cherry. That one's a
could be white. Could
it's a slept white. On
very
slept on color.
I like
or water. You know, could be the wild card if it's just water and it's
nah,
clear.
They never go water. I don't think. Have a sponsorship with fucking Gatorade. It has to be Gatorade. Yeah. Right. Or they could just go left field and just have blue Gatorade and just fuck everybody
everybody's
up. Or lemon lime and just fuck everybody's
purple
day up.
Gatorade.
Get some Boone's Farm. I'm old. Get some Boone's Farm. Some Cisco. Some Wild Irish Rose.
I don't even know what that is.
What the fuck is that? He said Cisco? Oh, hell no. I'm barely old enough to know about Cisco.
I'm old.
That's like the OG Mad Dog.
That's, hopefully no, they don't do no.
That's like Mad Dog 2020.
That's liquid crack.
Hopefully they don't do no dumbass.
Yeah, that's
just
no
like
joke.
Last year, when everybody thought their TV was fucked up, it was clicking everything.
Oh shit!
That shit fucked me
so,
up.
So, like, commercial wise, what do y'all think probably gonna be the best commercial? Like, what brand? What brand?
Elon Musk in the houses that he's building or some shit. They're like $10,000 or some weird shit. So he might have a little.
I hope we get something like the Doritos or like the monkey, the little monkey commercial that was entertaining a few years ago.
I never watch any of the commercials anymore.
It's going to be a bunch smoking. Of movie drops.
It's $7 million for a 30-second spot in these commercials.
Yeah. The price just keeps going up. Huh?
It's ridiculous.
That's crazy. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I do think this is going to be a great game.
It is.
I think it's going to come down to the very end.
I think this is going to be a Nick Foles taking down Tom Brady type of game. Right?
Don't compare, David versus Goliath type of game.
Yeah. Nick Foles. No, I think, I'm just saying the result, bro. I know they're two different guys.
Second year? Super Bowl win?
Yeah.
Forever solidified.
So let's talk about this, though. Brock Purdy wins a Super Bowl. Where do you put him still as far as 10. Your quarterback rankings?
Top 10.
No, I don't care. I don't even care.
But I would put him in top 10. I wouldn't be all OD like, oh, he's top 5 because he won the Super Bowl. Nah, he'll be top 10 still, like I've been saying.
Because he's doing something that guys with a lot of years in haven't.
Yeah.
If Brock Purdy wins a Super Bowl here, are you taking him over Lamar Jackson?
No.
I'm saying this.
As far as their talent or as far as their accomplishments?
I'm saying...
That's what you go.
But
as
overall,
far as their,
the
talent that you can't. Your talent is Lamar Jackson. Yeah. But on the field and what you've done on the field, I'm going with Brock Purdy. I'll take the guy who goes out consistently wins and gives me a shot to win. All you can keep all that talent. That talent's sitting at home
right
now.
I'll give you this. Brock Purdy is a winner. There's nothing you can't take away from him when it comes to winning. He wins ball games.
And he does it. He's better than Jimmy.
And I would say Brock Purdy is probably the best game manager I've seen in a very long time. And before y'all get all huffy and puffy, there's nothing wrong about calling a quarterback a game manager.
No, that's what he is.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He manages the game within the system and makes them off.
He is probably the best game manager I've ever seen.
No, Tom Brady was.
Tom Brady. Ladies.
Tom Brady. Was.
I don't know.
He started. His second year, Tom Brady was all he was, bro.
Did Tom Brady get a Super Bowl?
He wasn't elite when he came in, bro.
Yes, he did.
He did, right? Elite. Nah, I'm just making sure.
Year two or three, I think it was.
What year did Tom Brady?
Oh, his first year.
What are we talking about?
Beat the Rams.
I was in fifth grade. Y'all boys were fucking. You weren't even born yet, Matt. Shut up.
What year was that?
99, bro. It was the first year he came in. He fucking won the Super Bowl. Beat the greatest show on turf, right? Yeah. Shitting me. The highest powered offense in. One of the probably the top five offenses in NFL history, by the way. Kurt Warner.
But no one says nothing. Isaac Bruce. No one says nothing about Kurt Warner and his weapons when he played. He had shitload of weapons.
He was slinging, though. He was slinging rock.
Yeah, but he had.
He was slinging rock. Stop.
Yeah, like 4,000 yards.
He was slinging rock.
Yeah, bro. He only had like 4,000.
Yeah, and that back then, that's good, though. That was crazy. 4,000 yards passing in the 90s was crazy.
Second year, right?
That's what I thought it was.
It's his second year. All right, Brock Purdy.
First year playing.
That's Tom Brady.
First year playing.
First year as a starter.
First year playing.
So that's
second year maybe in the league.
No, bro.
I'm thinking.
So it's his second year. What are you talking about?
No, it's his first year.
First year playing.
He didn't play a whole year behind, what's the name? What's the guy?
Bledsoe got hurt.
Yeah, and he got hurt his rookie year. He didn't sit a whole year behind Bledsoe.
I don't know who's telling us, feeding this misinformation, but
I'm pretty sure it was pretty sick.
All right. Well, Ed, do you want to give your final score prediction before we switch over?
Stop asking me.
No, I want to. I'm trying to get something out of you.
Losers, get a fucking prediction now, you fucking loser.
No. What the fuck?
Fucking loser shit, bro.
What if you're right?
I don't care about being right. I just want to win a fucking Super Bowl. I'm tired seeing my team almost fucking get it
just
the last
there,
five
yeah.
fucking years.
But the thing is, now this isn't Jimmy Garoppolo at the helm.
That's
so,
the difference.
Know,
that's the difference. We got somebody who can make a play.
And Jimmy, for being as, you know, like a figure, a model figure as he is, you know, and as much as they tried to uplift him, it never seemed like he was confident in the Super Bowl.
Bro, we went from 22 points a game
to 30
to 30 plus a game with Brock Purdy. And
it was like a 10 point differential, they said, right?
Yes. And I just, I've watched a lot of football and I was a Jimmy G guy. I've never seen a right-handed quarterback roll to their right and can't make a play. I've never seen any shit like that in my fucking life.
And he used to always
either
to his left,
five hops it or throws it into the fucking bleachers or gets sacked.
Mm. Well, I think Brock Purdy is way better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Way better.
I'll give Brock Purdy.
That's
that.
Why he can
he's
run
more
that
mobile
system
too. I like
and
how
he can make a play.
Mobile.
And his mobility
won the game. Sneaky.
Won the game
sneaky.
On that last
that was
drive.
Sneaky mobility right there.
Yeah, it was sneaky mobility how he got away.
And we're going to need that.
I just wanted him
week.
To fucking.
We're going
to
need that. If nothing's there this week, take off. Just move the chains. You don't need a spectacular run. Take the 3-4, the third and four. No one's there. And you can get out, get the first and get it. Get it.
Slide please,
by the way.
Yeah, we don't need the long runs. Just move the chains.
Brady won his first one in 2001. He was correct. It was his second year, but it was his first year starting, period. Like, that was the first year he was playing actual
sounds
NFL
like Brock
football.
Purdy.
Actually,
so when did what's the name get hurt?
Brock Purdy played his whole rookie year.
No, he didn't.
He played eight fucking games. What
eight fucking games is half the season, bro.
No, he played five regular season games, bro.
Bro, it don't sound like no, it don't.
Yes,
it don't. That's not what Brady was doing.
He was the last pick in the fucking draft. I don't want
hold
to hear
it
that
now.
Shit.
Brady got picked in the seventh too. Fuck it.
No, he didn't.
Got picked in the fifth.
He picked 199, bro. You got picked in the third.
Y'all niggas just hate.
They just
holy shit.
Was that Pina?
That was John Pina. Brady has 649 touchdowns. No way you're calling him a game manager.
Bro, everybody calls him a fucking game manager.
He's not a game manager.
Well,
absolutely not a game manager.
I think the thing about Tom Brady, when you're looking at a guy that's literally the GOAT, he is the GOAT because he can play at any different dimension of football and still succeed. He can game manage at the highest level, but then again, he could come out and sling the rock, you know, and perform at, you know, if he needs to take over, he can. It's Tom Brady. So I think he is a game manager, and that's a fair thing to say.
He started off like
but
that.
He grew.
But
he
I just don't think his title. I don't think his title is a game.
No,
manager.
Of course it's not. But when he started off,
but
he
can't game manage. Very, very good.
This right.
But
here.
I think a big part of that was Belichick as well.
Shall James I remind Belichick. You who retired Brady? Dak Prescott.
Stop.
There you stop. Go.
Go lay down.
There you go.
Go lay down.
Go if lay anything, down. The Eagles did.
Yeah, no, the Eagles definitely put him away.
Or Eli Manning.
The Eagles and Eli Manning retired?
Yeah, I would Brady? Say so. Yeah, I would say
packed
so.
Him out?
No, he got, packed him
out. I could have swore he got 7 rings.
Right? He got a couple after Eli.
he did. He got his.
Yeah, he did.
Eli beat him. That just proved
that fucked his pack up, though, for sure. Mm-hmm. I hurt his feelings. Yeah.
2 times fucked his pack.
Made him go to Tampa. Feel me?
Nah.
But what else can we talk about with the Super Bowl? I mean, is there anything else y'all want to add in?
Give their predictions.
Hey, they don't want to give their final score.
Niners win by 4 or more, so that's my prediction. How's that? I've never given a score. I've never given a score.
I do have a question for the 2 Niner fans. Does Purdy have a good arm to last a long time in the league?
That's yet to be determined, but I think he does, playing in that system. I think he can operate in that system. He's young. Don't forget, he's going to get bigger. As physically bigger and stronger.
He's only 23.
Bro. Yeah, so I would think he can, you know, if things pan out, I think he can have a good career as long as with Kyle. I'm not sure what he can do with anyone else. Yeah. People got to realize one thing. Well, can Purdy do this on his team? Can Purdy do that on that team? People select people in the draft according to what they can do and how they fit into their system. That's the draft process. You don't go out and get the biggest, strongest, fastest. Because they may not be able to do what you did. We tried that with Lance, and look what happened. Mm. You get somebody who can do the things that you need to be done in your system. Okay, yeah. I'm not sure if he can go to another team and light it up, but he wasn't selected. That's all hypothetical.
Fit matters. Fit definitely matters.
He was selected because they saw what he can do and how he can be incorporated into their system. When folks got to realize that. You know, everybody's not fucking Josh Allen. Everybody's not Pat Mahomes. But, you know, you get a guy who you think who can operate your system. And that's what they did. And they're maximizing. And if they pull it off, they look like fucking masterminds. If they fuck around and win this game, they look like masterminds.
John Lynch will look like God. He will look like a God.
No, Shanahan will. Shanahan the one who fought for him. They didn't want to get him.
Where does this rank then, Kyle Shanahan? If he gets a ring here, is he an all-time great? Is he solidifying himself?
No.
Because he won one Super Bowl?
No. No. I'm a Niner fan. Hell no.
I mean, he's like a...
Bro, this is his second time coming back.
No. I really think Shanahan's one of the best offensive minds.
Right now.
Ever. Out there. Yeah. Like, yeah
no, ever. Period. I don't care if he hasn't won one or not.
The way that other teams every picking team, from his coaching tree, constantly looking
bro,
for...
Every team he's been on has been an offensive
okay, but all he's
powerhouse.
Doing is running his father's system, bro. He's that's running his father's
from
system.
His father's true.
He's just tweaking it. It's his father's system. They ran it in Denver.
It's not like his dad is out here coaching for him, though.
No, but he's running the same system. He's just putting his own nuances on it.
Well, that's the key in the NFL is to be able to tweak your plan and make it better and more NFL friendly to the times. You know, back when the Broncos were winning them, it was a run heavy offense.
Mm-hmm.
Terrell Davis in them, right? Now
it's run heavy.
Now he created the West Coast offense damn near.
And recreated.
Well, you know what I'm saying? For today's NFL. And the Falcons was an absolute fucking powerhouse on offense when he was there. And now look at the Niners.
Yep.
He had Jimmy G in the Super Bowl, which is fucking insane.
He got Jimmy G paid, essentially. Like, yeah. People banking on Jimmy G being a winning quarterback. So I don't know.
He was due to get paid. Bro. He was due to get paid. Shanahan, win it. You got to win.
Let's see.
You got to win. There's a lot of great coaches who don't have any.
Yep.
So you win. You know, one will ease the pain. And if he never wins another one, they can't take that away from him. He'll just continue to be a great mind in the game.
Yeah.
But you got to win one, bro. And I'm a Niners guy. I've been with the Niners since 1979. So I've been up, I've been down, I've seen the Niners come from the mud. I've seen it. I've been there, been through it with them.
Mostly
you gotta
up,
win.
But anyway.
I know mostly up. We haven't won since 94, bro.
Mostly up.
No, we haven't won since 94. I'm keeping
we
it 100.
A really bad stretch up. When we was ass, bro.
I barely remember any time y'all were ass for maybe like 5 years in my whole lifetime.
But you only 22, bro. What the fuck is you talking about?
Plus 10, motherfucker.
I don't think Matt's ever seen this bad. So
I haven't.
The Frank Gore years.
Right after Patrick Willis and them retired. Right after that, y'all were asked for maybe two years.
But before that, bro,
we were still struggling, before that, we was early 2000s.
Y'all had Future doing the fucking Tony Montana during kickoff. Early, it don't get crazier than that.
Early like 2000s, man.
Yeah, we were horrible, bro.
When Frank Gore was all we had.
Bro, y'all never really been terrible.
Yeah,
bro, you thinking about that Super Bowl, like when we went to the Super Bowl. That year was crazy.
Well, the Ravens year, yeah.
You're talking about when we had like Alex Smith and all, but before that,
bro, y'all always been a good franchise, bro.
They've been a decent franchise. Y'all always been name, good. But no.
Y'all never went through no shit the Giants been through over the past 10 years.
Sure we have.
Nah, bro.
Not for years.
Your recent history is better than ours, bro. You got two rings.
Man,
that shit was 07 and 11,
the view,
you got
the
rings.
View of the Giants franchise has been so tarnished in the past, even like 10 right.
Because Odell did that boat pick. If Odell never did that boat pick, y'all would have been straight.
Yeah, Tim's on the boat. It's fucking ridiculous.
Bro, y'all been a losing team since that boat pick.
That was absurd. That was so disgusting.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about, what's your name? Barkley wanting to stay a Giant.
He's an idiot.
He may not, but what do you think his mindset is? Say, I want to retire a Giant. What I don't get that.
Well, he wants to be where he is. Like,
he wants his cake and to eat it too. That's it. He wants to get paid and stay in New York.
People don't understand how much fun it is to play in New York, even when you're losing.
Okay, but
look at Melo. He wanted to stay too.
But at some point, he didn't give a fuck. At some point, you want to contend for a ring. You played,
especially a running back, bro. How many more years in him?
He really just wants a long-term contract. But he knows the only chance of that, of getting like a 3-4 year contract, is with the Giants.
No.
If he goes to the Chargers, like people are trying to say he's going to go, he's going to get maybe a 2-year top.
He should go to Dallas.
At 10 a year.
He's saying the Texans too.
Dallas, they got Pollard. It's like,
no, Pollard's done. I would put Barkley. Pollard's not a lead guy, bro. He proved it this year.
Yeah.
He's not a lead guy. Stinky. Barkley or Big Derek going there would be the thing for them.
I can see Derrick Henry going to
take the heat. Yeah, either one that. Of them. You take the heat that. off Dak. Pound the ball.
Like we said, running backs aren't valued anymore.
No.
And he knows that he's valued by the fans in New York.
Yeah.
He knows he's
not
valued.
Organization, because y'all did not pay that nigga.
First of all, he got $11 million this year. How? What's that? Top five? That's top five running back payment right there.
Who got that?
That's a 1 year deal.
So what? Saquon. Did he get paid $11 million or not? And then if we franchise him this year, how much is he going to get paid? 12.5.
Just pay.
He's going to get paid 12.5.
I don't get why.
No, we're not going to give him a long term contract, because that's not how teams win, by paying running backs. That's not how it works.
Well, the only team that has a chance
by paying the running back is fucking the Niners. That's the only team that's had success ever in the past, I want to say, 5 years since Le'Veon Bell. Mm. That has actually done something with a highly paid running back. It's not the formula. Straight up, the formula is get a quarterback that is on a rookie deal, pay your running back nickels, and put everything else on the fucking offensive line, defensive line, wide receivers, and D-backs. Mm. That's the formula.
I just don't understand why.
And everybody's following it.
I still don't understand.
McCaffrey should be MVP.
I agree. I think he should be too.
Saquon rejected two offers because of a stupid agent.
Yeah.
Dumbass agent. And that's what you get for being on Rock Nation.
Three for 36.
You're on Rock fucking Nation, a music fucking label. You thought you could be on a sports label that's based around music? You want to sign with Jay-Z that fucking bad? The quote-unquote stand-up guy? Fuck out of here. You don't represent y'all motherfuckers.
Took the dinner with Jay-Z. That's crazy.
He took the dinner with Jay-Z and he fucked up big time because of it.
Sad. Sad.
You don't sign to Rock Nation. You don't even sign to Rock Nation when you're a music, when you're a rapper. You're not even supposed to do that because you're going to get fucking robbed. I don't know. I'm not. Jay-Z is a piece of shit. Fuck him.
Why he a piece of shit?
I ain't going to get into all of that.
Oh, all right.
But.
Keto.
All right. Coonin. He ain't a stand-up guy.
Coonin.
Period. That's what he is. Yeah, you're right. He's a coon.
No, you like coonin. You said.
No, he's a coon.
Jay-Z.
He's a coon.
Bro. He's a pedo.
Why?
All right. Exactly. NBA trade deadline. What do we think about some of these names on the move? D'Angelo Russell is in a lot of trade talks. DeJounte Murray, Malcolm Brogdon. And Bojan Bogdanovic are a few names that are getting swirled around.
Niggas.
Yeah, there's not much going on in the NBA in terms of stars.
D'Lo been hooping though. D'Lo been hooping.
D'Lo has been. Yeah, he's been doing this
ever since the rumors. He stepped it up. He's what, averaging 25 a game right now.
He's shooting well from three. So
efficient too.
You guys are the basketball aficionado. Tell me about some of this Klay Thompson shit. What's going on with that, bro?
All right, Klay Thompson.
He's washed.
He just straight up washed. He came off of this other Achilles injury, and quite frankly, he just doesn't have that same juice that he did. He can't do anything out there. You know, his one strength was being a 3-and-D god, essentially, and now he can't shoot, and he's too slow on defense. He can't go side to side the way he used to be.
He's not a two-way no more.
He's not even a one-way
at this point. Tear your knee in the NBA, that's much more detrimental to your game than it would be in football.
Yeah, it's too much running,
because it's too much side explosion.
In
basketball, where you have to jump up and down and do the most with that, and you gotta go left, right, lateral movement, especially with your ACL. That's literally controls your lateral movement, left and right. Right. Yeah. So when you tear your ACL multiple times, I'm pretty sure he tore it more than once, right?
Well, he tore it twice, right? He tore his left ACL and he tore his right Achilles.
Yeah, you're done. Cool. Yeah, you killed your bounce on the jump shot with the Achilles, and then you killed your defense with the left and right on the ACL.
Their dynasty over, man. They had a good run.
They had a great run. They did. Steph, but that dynasty's cooked. That dynasty's cooked.
Free Steph.
Officially. What do you think? It's officially free Steph.
What y'all think will happen to Philly? How much think they're going to lose with Embiid on the bench, on the shelf right now for a while?
Let me say so. Can I say something without anybody saying on with Embiid real quick? I want to talk about Shams and Woj walking back what they said about his knee. Okay. Shams initially reported that Joel Embiid had a meniscus tear, okay? Then he deleted the tweet, waited 3 fucking days or so, and then re-reported the injury as a displaced flap in his meniscus. A displaced flap in your meniscus is a fucking meniscus tear.
It's a tear.
And then, they're going through a procedure. They're going through a medical procedure on his left displaced flap in his meniscus.
No, motherfucker.
You had a surgery on your fucking torn meniscus that you have torn 5 fucking times, it feels like. I don't know where that shit came from. But Sixers PR is working overtime.
I'm going to
tell you that right now. Woj and Shams, you should be a fucking shame to yourself for fucking deleting that tweet.
They're getting their pockets lined.
Get the fuck out of here. Joel Embiid, as much as I would like to see him on the Knicks, I kind of don't anymore.
No.
Because his fucking knees are cooked, bro. They are cooked to the gods, bro.
Ben said this nigga's
They are so worried about his knee.
He's injury prone.
Embiid suffers an injury that leaves him out. At a crucial point, they need to move on from him.
I'm so mad that the NBA made a rule that they have to play 65 games to get an MVP. That was the right fucking rule to make because Joel Embiid does not deserve the fucking MVP with his injury prone bitch ass.
No,
period.
And now he's going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks. They said they didn't know until they got.
I fucking hate the Sixers. Hold on.
Until they got.
I've never
in the
seen
knee.
My nephew like this.
They're fucking pussies. The Sixers are a bunch of fucking pussies. Well, That's all they are.
They're
going to
drop. They're done. The thing is, they're not going to make a move at the deadline. I don't believe that they're going to be going all in for a guy like DeJounte. I think they would have to overpay. They were looking at Lauri Markkanen, but Ainge is going to run your pockets. It's just they're done in my eyes.
He's going to be out. They say 4 weeks. What's he going to be when he comes back?
There is maybe sub 10% chance that he actually comes back after a month, and maybe 25% 6 weeks. But I really think he's done for at least 2 months with this knee injury. It's Joel Embiid.
It says 6 to 8 weeks.
And he's older. Each year he's getting older.
Yeah, 6 to 8 weeks. 8 weeks is 2 months at the end of the day. A month is 4 weeks. So, I mean, 2 months. What's right now? February? Mid-February right now?
The season's going to come back mid-April. So.
Yeah, mid-April is going to come back with 10 games left. Right, and they're going to be the fucking seven seed. They're going to make the play-in tournament.
Yeah that's
them.
Their goal, though.
Cool. And then they're going to play who?
Pacers or something like that?
No. Well, in the play-in, but then who are they going to play first round? They're going to play the fucking Celtics, or they're going to play the Bucks, or they're going to play the Knicks, or the Cavs, and they're going to get fucking cooked.
Yeah.
They're going to get fucking cooked.
Yeah.
They're not a good team outside of Maxey and Embiid. They are dog shit.
Yeah, no, they're not.
The Sixers, the process is cooked, bro.
That's it. The process,
Is done, bro.
They're talking, they saying Perks is all they were saying. They should shut them down for a year, man.
They should.
The process was over when they got rid of Jimmy Butler.
Kawhi hit the shot, that was.
I was like, these guys are real. Closed that. I was like, the process is over.
They gave him a Mickey Mouse MVP.
Yep.
Yeah,
because he just
cried.
kept crying.
All the Sixers fans cried because they knew that's the only thing they could ever possibly get in their fucking fandom over the past 15 years is one Joel Embiid MVP.
That's it.
And that's all they'll ever get because now they're about to go back into fucking purgatory. Because, look, there's no guarantee Joel Embiid is going to be back next year for them.
I wouldn't even want Joel Embiid.
But right.
It's too damaged. It's tough to sell him at this point. You're selling damaged goods. So.
You're telling me every year you get hurt and you play terrible in the playoffs? Yeah, I don't want you, bro.
Do we want to tread into this comment? What do the Knicks need to do to get past the Celtics since the Sixers are going to drop?
Just hope the Celtics
lose. They need some bench, right? You're saying?
They need to just get healthy, bro. Need to get healthy. That's it. You're missing three starters right now. And the thing is, like,
some bench help.
Man, the issue is that our bench has to start right now. You know, typically Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, these are rotational pieces that have had to play 45 minutes a game. And typically with OG Anunoby, with Grimes in there, and also Julius Randle, they would be playing probably 25-30 instead. But now we're forced into an 8-man rotation. I mean, we've been playing good basketball and we're lucky enough to be past the hard part of our schedule to where this second half is relatively easy and a lot of games at the Garden.
We're going to get like OG's been out the past, five games, I want to say.
Four games. Tonight's his fifth.
Right. And obviously we're going to bench him tonight because we're playing the G League Grizzlies.
This is crazy.
So we're just, I mean, even Sims is out tonight.
Yeah.
It's fucking Precious for the whole fucking game.
Yeah.
We still have a good team, even completely depleted. That's the craziest part. We're still like a mid-level team with all these pieces out.
Yeah.
Fully healthy, though, I think we can see the Celtics right now.
Who's
fully healthy?
We can see them right now.
Who's the big dogs out west now?
The Thunder.
The Thunder, the Nuggets, and the Clippers.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are the three teams.
Yo, it looked like Kawhi back, by the way. I'm not going to say nothing. Kawhi, I know he'll fuck around and get injured on me, and I'll be fucking pissed.
Yeah. Right.
But
right. For right when they're locked in. Like, I've said the same thing about the Clippers every fucking
James Harden is locked
when
in
they're
too
locked,
now.
It's lit.
Westbrook off the bench locked in?
Yeah.
But when they're not locked, which usually happens come towards the end of the season, it's usually bad.
The Knicks ain't getting past Tatum. The thing is, the Celtics, like, everyone looks at the Celtics as this, like, oh, they're just this powerhouse.
They are.
They're good. But
you can't do that.
But like, Jason Tatum, they don't play to their strengths. Like, that's the issue, is that they have these little issues within their offense.
When they go to the playoffs, they're a whole different team, man.
They have issues with Jaylen Brown. They have issues with Jason Tatum not taking the ball to the rack and settling for way too many jump shots and tough, contested fadeaways. And then their issue between the rebounding and big men. I mean, they have Kristaps Porzingis.
If that team is super healthy in the playoffs, they're going to be a fucking problem. I'm talking
about
the playoffs.
They're
one seed
for a reason.
The regular season. The playoffs, they are fucking dangerous. That's like the only team I'm worried about.
And look,
they're the only team I'm worried about.
The Bucks are cooked.
But I want to talk about the Cavs.
Fucking bomb.
Hold on. I want to talk about the fucking Cavs real quick. Because the Cavs think they're fucking...
They're trying to make some noise.
They think they're doing something.
Man, they are doing something.
They've been playing dog shit teams.
I'm not scared of
them. I'm talking about dog. They're 14-1 in the past 15.
With the Hornets three times, the Bulls twice. Like,
they're playing... The next 11 games are straight dog shit, too. And that one loss, who would it come from, by the way? I don't know. Maybe the New York Knicks. I don't know. But anyway, I would like to see the Bucks. I mean, the Cavs make it to at least the second seed. The Cavs can make it to the second seed. That means the Knicks get to play them in the second round instead of the Bucks or the Celtics.
Mm.
I would love to see that. I would love to see.
I want the two seed.
I don't think we're going to get it with the way our injuries are and the way
when
the Cavs.
Randall's going to be reevaluated after the All-Star break.
End of February. Actually, Mitchell Robinson starts on-court activities. After the All-Star break,
too. If we get Mitchell Robinson back, on limited minutes.
Listen.
That Knicks defense is going to be something to worry about.
That defense is going to be fight back, nigga.
Yeah.
Fight because
let's not forget, we haven't lost when Randall and OG are in the starting lineup together. We haven't lost. when we've had our trio of Randle, Brunson, and OG.
We lost to the Magic when Brunson was out.
Yep.
Right?
That was it,
we lost another game.
We lost to the Mavs.
Yeah. Yeah. With Jalen Brunson now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so. Or one of them was out. But we, I mean, the record is just absolutely ridiculous. We were holding teams to nearly 100 points per game.
That's like, unheard of in the NBA.
It's
nowadays.
Crazy. So. We might get stuck with the Heat. I'm not scared of the Heat after witnessing the way we dismantled them. And I don't want to hear anything about last year with the Miami Heat when the guys that killed us were Strus, Gabe Vincent.
They're all gone.
Who are gone and, by the way, lost their magic. You know, ironically, they left Miami and they can't shoot the ball now. So I'm not concerned with Miami. I mean, Jimmy Butler's in trade talks, bro. Come on.
But I won't ever sleep on Miami either. But yeah. I do think I think we get them in six first round if we do play. But I think we play the Pacers first round. Honestly, that's going to be the marquee matchup of the first round. I would like to see the Pacers.
Love to pack out Halliburton.
And then I would like to see the Cavs or the Bucks second round. And I think we will get the Cavs in six as well. Bucks maybe in seven. Bucks maybe in seven.
I just don't want the Bucks.
And then I think we'll probably lose to the Celtics in seven.
I don't want the Bucks.
Dame to the Bucks thing's not panning out. As
can't play fucking
it, huh?
Defense. It's a fucking troll.
Not only Dame to the Bucks issue, but then you have Doc Rivers, the man notorious.
All right, can we talk about the water bottles?
Leads.
The water bottles. Did he beat Chris Bosh in the water bottles?
That was crazy because he went.
He accepted it.
He walked into it.
Not only did Bosh accept it, but he enjoyed
Let's go next.
No, Bosh took the bottle himself and did it.
And that makes it even crazier, kind of.
He had other men do it. That's fucking nasty, bro.
That is kind of nasty.
You having other men do that? Give you a shower?
Nah, I'm good. What's up, Philly? Yeah, I know you a Cavs fan. Fuck out of here.
Doc was crazy for that.
Open arms.
Like, and Doc stayed
baptized.
That motherfucker.
That was nuts.
But Dame is a fucking cone. They really lost the trade terribly.
I'm going to be straight
and
up.
That's why I think the Celtics are a lot better than they are last year.
Yeah, defense Drew Holiday. Better.
Damian Lillard.
Never mind KP.
To me, Damian Lillard lost his tag as a superstar this year. Can I be straight?
Who would call him a superstar?
Well, popularity wise, he's a superstar.
Rapping
nigga out of here. I don't care about none of that. Get that rapping nigga out of here. He fucking stinks. I've been telling
you, rabbit.
All he did was tap his fucking ribs for fucking 10 years. Didn't win shit. I don't care. Yeah. What he has? How many awards he have?
None. He just grew his beard and won a 3-point contest. That was it. He's
an all-star team. Hey, man. Dame time, though.
Yeah.
Gave y'all a cool little quote.
Poor Adrian Griffin is a victim. You know, he's a victim. Wait, did you guys hear the craziest story about the Adrian Griffin thing, though? So apparently last year, his grandson or whatever, his son's son, he had him over his house at the Griffin residence. I don't think Adrian was there. The son ended up dying in the Griffin household. Right. And there's a whole big investigation on it. So I don't know if this is something to maybe cover up what was going on at the conclusion of that investigation. But all I know is
Where did the son die? At Adrian Griffin's house?
In his father's house under the protection of the father. Right. The younger Griffin. The mother went on social media and was like, my son was in the care of his father at the grandparents' household, and now my son is dead. I want answers as to how this, like, what happened. So I don't know if maybe something
that's
with
the first time I heard that. That's
I didn't hear anything about that.
Look it up. It's very, very low key because it's not Adrian Griffin's name painted, you know, on the front cover of it. So it was just their house. So I don't know. It's just
a situation.
It might be something beyond.
Here go this motherfucker again.
It might be
back on his shit. He's back on his bullshit. Sources. You got to start citing. It was on Twitter.
So do your own research if you want to see more about that. But there's something, I don't know. It could be something that had to deal with his firing. I don't know.
All right. Well, I think that wraps it up for this episode. It's been a great NFL season.
49ers
guys.
By four or more.
All right. You know, good luck to both teams. I really don't care who wins, honestly. But
y'all better pray we don't win.
I really don't care. You ain't going crazy. You can't even.
I already made the burner. He made the burner. I'm just waiting.
All right. Well, thank you for another supportive NFL season, guys.
You're not gonna have a show afterwards, so the Niners can get on, so we can go.
We're gonna talk next week about you know, Super Bowl recap down, and then definitely. NBA season trade deadline.
Whatever
recap.
Happens at this deadline, you know?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that.
Tell Charvarius I need that pick.
Yeah, tune back next Tuesday, 7 o'clock. You already know the vibes.
Make sure to drop a follow on all platforms.
Follow us on Spotify and fucking Apple Podcasts. Yep. I'm tired of y'all motherfuckers tuning in and not following us and watching us and actually supporting the fucking podcast.
I'm gonna drop a link.
I said what I said. I love y'all though.
In the description right now.
Drop a link.
Peace. Go Niners, baby.
See you, Pittsburgh. Can't wait.